This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan today. As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, interesting show so far. Brian Anderson joined us in the last hour, and then Charles Robinson helped us set off this hour. Charles had some interesting things to say, especially about Kevin Stefanski perhaps not really being on the hot seat, so we'll get to that. Tim May is going to join us here in about 13 minutes. We're going to talk about that big Ohio State game against Illinois. That is a big noon kickoff tomorrow, and so we're going to talk about that. And Tim May does his podcast with Clay Hall, and so we'll talk about that at 12:40. Then what you really want to be locked in for today is Kevin Stefanski's press conference, because hopefully we'll get some answers on the quarterback stuff, because I know a lot of people were upset earlier this week when Kevin didn't come straight out and say Shedeur Sanders is your number two. A lot of people think Bailey Zappe is going to be the number two this week. We're going to find out, hopefully, at 110. You know as well as I do, Kevin may not give you the answer, but this would be his first opportunity to tell us who he truly thinks the backup quarterback will be. And then, of course, we'll do quick predicts at the end of the show. And I guess maybe part of that depends on the reaction to whatever Kevin has to say today. So let's be honest. There is an outside shot. We may not do quick predicts today.
Can Kevin Stefanski tell me they're going to try to throw the ball more than 20 yards down the field?
Well, why would you ask questions like that?
Come on. Can we get that?
Do we even care about the game at this point?
Everything seems to be back burner.
Everything's on the outside.
Like, it almost... So there was a joke around NBA circles for a long time that a chunk of the NBA fans care more about the transactions than the actual like dribbling of a basketball on the floor.
Felt that way when LeBron was trying to pick a team.
I partially wonder if Browns fans are there, where you're caring more about the drama and everything else that's going on around this team
since
rather
99.
Than what's taking place on the field.
What have we had since 99? That's all we've had is drama. And one playoff win the place where they're going this week, where they have had so much trouble winning during the regular season. So much trouble winning in Pittsburgh. And I know sometimes I'll look at Jeff and be like, man, do you know how many years it's been since the Browns won in Pittsburgh? And he'll be like, 21 or whatever. And he'll be like,
2002? Last regular season win in Pittsburgh, 2002.
That team's not here anymore. So Jeff will say, that team's not here anymore. And he's right. I wish I could argue them. He's right, but
the fans carry the history. The players do not. It's a truthful statement.
There are just some places it's really hard to win. And for the Browns, really, really hard to win in Pittsburgh.
I mean, the Steelers are throwing out a 42-year-old quarterback who has not exactly been good. Like, you would not watch Aaron Rodgers and go, he
looks great. Let me look at the standings. What do the standings say? Does it matter if he's good or not?
Don't put wins and losses on quarterbacks. Don't do it.
Well, guess what? They get credit for it when they win.
Rex Grossman made a Super Bowl. I mean, Rex Grossman is a great quarterback.
It's one.
Doug, I mean, we could go down the line. Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. I mean, Brad Johnson's a great quarterback. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Does that mean Trent Dilfer is a great quarterback? I'll put wins and losses on quarterbacks.
Great in the moment. right? You still got to get execute.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. I mean, Joe Flacco's a great quarterback.
Joe Flacco's a great quarterback. Yes,
sure.
You're about to find out when he throws for 300 this week against the Packers after knowing exactly what he's going to see in his defense.
I don't even know if Joe Flacco's going to get the K and hike out of his mouth before he's laying on his back with that defensive line. It's going to be the ultimate.
He is going to have to get rid of it quick, man.
Oh, good golly. Oh, boy. Do you think
he's going to be like, hey, where's Joel? Anybody see Joel? Joel, you don't play with Joel anymore.
I want Jamar Chase there. I want T. Higgins there. And everyone else needs to be offensive linemen. I don't want tight ends. I don't want slot wide receivers.
Ethan, Bud, where? I see stars.
I want two guys.
Ethan,
myself,
you know, Wyatt.
And eight Wyatt. Guys over 275 pounds.
Wyatt, where are you, man? Where are you, Wyatt? I miss you. I miss you, bro. Can't find you. They see Tweety Bird flying over.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think Kevin Stefanski's on the hot seat right now? Is the chair wobbly?
You know what? If you would have asked me up until Saturday, I would have said no. Somehow, some way, on Sunday, I finally felt like, and I don't know that it's on the hot seat with fans. Always, he's always on the hot seat with fans. I'm just curious what's going on in the front office, and are these guys all still on the same page? Because this is the if you're going to be on the same page, you better be now, because you're near the bottom. And if you're truly going to be on the same page, be on the same page. I actually think he's leaning more towards safe than he is, because I do think there is some wheel of regret stuff over signing Deshaun and letting Baker go and watching Baker have success. And, you know, got to be right. Got to be the smartest guy in the room. Everyone does. So,
well,
because I'm telling you, on any other team in the NFL, he's gone last year. He wouldn't have seen this season.
Well, the only way I would push back on that one is due to the fact that
push back all you want.
Well, it would be due to the very, very simple fact of A, everything went kaboom. Like, it went flat out kaboom. There was not a scheme on the face of this earth that was going to help Deshaun Watson complete passes. It just wasn't going to happen. And so then you're into backup quarterbacks, then you're into backup to backups, then you're into injury. Like, last season so steamrolled, and if you like your coach, you're willing to let it steamroll. The only way I think Kevin Stefanski is on the hot seat this season is if what we believe happened didn't happen, which is that they sat down and went, okay, it's time to bring on the rebuild. It's time to tear it down, time to build this thing back up and go for the second window of Browns football, of winning football. I wonder if that conversation happened, then I do not believe he is on the hot seat whatsoever. If everybody who had the firing and firing power is in that communication level, then I believe that he is not on the hot seat. Now, if that is not the case, or as Charles Robinson put it, awesome, if this thing craters, then we're having a different conversation.
I'm good for a different conversation, not about the Browns. I want to talk about the Buckeyes. When we come back, can we take 30 minutes or 30 minutes, 20 minutes to talk about the Buckeyes? Good friend Tim May?
I mean, you are playing the one person who needs to be beaten at every turn.
That is true.
I hate Brett Bielema. I don't hate many people in this world. I hate Brett Bielema.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
I can't stand Brett Bielema.
Tim May, you know him. You love him. He digresses with us each and every week, and he will do it next. Don't forget, Kevin Stefanski press conference just after 1 o'clock. So you want to lock it in. I don't know. You want to lock it in right now. Lock it in now. You're not going anywhere. You know Kevin's talking right after the top of the hour. Maybe he comes a little bit early. You want to be here. You don't want to miss any of it. Stand by. More Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan, 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.